Our scripture reading this morning is Leviticus chapter 23, verses 23 through 32. However, this morning our focus will be upon verses 23 through 25 and the Feast of Trumpets. Now, Leviticus chapter 23, verses 23 through 32. And this is the word of God. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the people of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall observe a day of solemn rest, a memorial proclaimed with blast of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall not do any ordinary work, and you shall present a food offering to the Lord." And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Now on the 10th day of this seventh month is the Day of Atonement. It shall be for you a time of holy convocation. And you shall afflict yourselves and present a food offering to the Lord. And you shall not do any work on that very day, for it is a day of atonement, to make atonement for you before the Lord your God. For whoever is not afflicted on that very day shall be cut off from his people. And whoever does any work on that very day, that person I will destroy from among his people. You shall not do any work. It is a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwelling places. It shall be to you a Sabbath of solemn rest, and you shall afflict yourselves on the ninth day of the month, beginning at evening. From evening to evening shall you keep your Sabbath." This is the word of God. Blessed are the people who know the festal shout, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your face, who exult in your name all the day, and in your righteousness are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength. By your favor, our horn is exalted. In Psalm 89, verse 15, the people are blessed who know the festal shout. The festal shout of Psalm 89 might also be translated as the festal blast. The word translated as festal shout in Psalm 89 is the same word translated as blast of trumpets in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 24. But however we translate it, Psalm 89 informs our understanding of Leviticus chapter 23. In Psalm 89, those who know the festal shout, those who know the festal blast, are those who walk in the light of God's face. And in Leviticus chapter 23, the festal blast precedes what day? The festal blast precedes the Day of Atonement. that one day of the year when the high priest, on behalf of the people, would enter into the most holy place of the tabernacle. When he would enter into the light of God's face. When he would dwell in the light of God's glory. The festal blast and the Feast of Trumpets announces this hope. The hope of dwelling in the light of God's face. The festal blast announces the hope of Leviticus. The hope of God's dwelling in the midst of his people. The hope of God's people dwelling in his light. The feasts of Leviticus chapter 23. These appointed meetings between the Lord and his people. They were a shadow of the things to come. They were a shadow of the things that have come in Christ. The feasts of the Lord tell the story of redemption from its beginning to its end. A story that was repeated each year in the life of Israel as they awaited its fulfillment in Christ. The feasts of the Lord began in the first month of the year with the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And those feasts ended in the seventh month of the year with the Day of Atonement and the Feast of Tabernacles. The feasts of the Lord began in the first month and ended in the seventh month, patterned after the course of a week, beginning on the first day and ending on the seventh day. And as Israel's week ended in Sabbath rest, so also Israel's festal calendar ended in Sabbath rest. And as Israel's week proclaimed Israel's hope, the hope of entering the eternal Sabbath, the hope of entering God's rest without end, so also the feasts of the Lord proclaimed Israel's hope, the hope of her redemption from its beginning to its end. The feasts of the Lord reveal God's purpose in history. And while we may say that they are all fulfilled in Christ, that all of these feasts are fulfilled in his death and resurrection, as we have worked our way through these feasts, we have seen how each feast emphasizes a particular aspect of Christ's work for us and Christ's work in us. We noted that the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread find particular fulfillment in the death of Christ, and that the Feast of First Fruits finds particular fulfillment in the resurrection and ascension of Christ, and that the Feast of Weeks finds particular fulfillment in the day of Pentecost, in Christ's pouring out his Spirit upon his people. The feasts of the Lord are patterned after the way in which history has unfolded in Christ, including that period in which we now find ourselves, this time between fulfillment and consummation. Our salvation has been fulfilled in the coming of Christ. But we still await its consummation when he comes again. This is one reason why at the Feast of Weeks, the people of God were to remember the poor and the sojourner in their midst. Even as they enjoyed the blessings of the land of promise, they were to share those material blessings with those who were in need as they awaited the coming of the kingdom of God in glory, when there would no longer be poverty among them, when all would enjoy the riches of God's glorious inheritance. And so it is even now. The day of Pentecost has come. The Spirit of glory has been poured out upon God's people. And the people of God now enjoy the blessings of the land of promise. You enjoy every spiritual blessing in Christ in the heavenly places. But the church is called to remember the poor and the stranger in her midst, as you also await the end of this age and the coming of Christ again in glory. The history of redemption, it does not end with the day of Pentecost. The history of redemption ends with the day of judgment. And so the festal calendar of Leviticus chapter 23, it does not end with the Feast of Weeks, but with the Day of Atonement and the Feast of Booths. The seventh month was a revelation of the end of the world. The seventh month was a revelation of the end of the age. The seventh month of the festal calendar proclaimed the end of history, the day of judgment, and the church's entrance into glory. That day through which God's people at last would enter into his rest without end and dwell in the light of his face forever. And so the seventh month began with a blast. The seventh month began with the blast of a trumpet. The Feast of Trumpets, it marked the beginning of the end. It was a day of rest from ordinary work. It was a day for holy convocation. It was a day on which to announce the end of days. It was a day to announce that the day of atonement was near, that the day of judgment was near. The blast of the trumpet at the Feast of Trumpets, it announced the coming of the end and the hope of beholding God face to face. The blast of the trumpet in Leviticus chapter 23, it is patterned after what had happened at Mount Sinai in Exodus chapter 19. In Exodus chapter 19, we read of the Lord's coming down upon the mountain in the sight of all the people. Exodus chapter 19, verse 16. On the morning of the third day, there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mountain and a very long trumpet blast. Then Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God. And as the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, the Lord came down on Mount Sinai to the top of the mountain. And the Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. In Exodus chapter 19, God's coming down on the top of Mount Sinai is preceded by a trumpet blast. A blast which comes not from earth, but from heaven. And at the blast of that trumpet, the people gather together before the Lord at the bottom of the mountain. And Moses, on their behalf, ascends the mountain to stand before the Lord at the top of the mountain. The seventh month in Leviticus chapter 23 is patterned after what happens in Exodus chapter 19. At the blast of the trumpet, the people of God were to gather together before him at the entrance of the tent of meeting, at the foot of the mountain of God. And then on the Day of Atonement, the high priest, on behalf of the people, was to enter into the innermost place of the tabernacle. He was to ascend to the top of the mountain of God, to stand there before the Lord. The blast of the trumpet, it was the announcement of God's presence and the announcement of entering into his presence. It is why in Exodus chapter 24, following the sprinkling of the blood of the covenant, 70 of the elders of Israel ascend with Moses and Aaron to see the God of Israel. Exodus chapter 24, verse 11, they beheld God and ate and drank. This is the hope revealed to us in the blast of the trumpet, that we might enter through judgment into the presence of the Lord, that we might ascend the mountain of the Lord to enjoy communion with the Lord. The blast of the trumpet announces the coming of the Lord and the hope of his people to enter into his presence with joy. The blast of the trumpet, it marks the end of the age and the gathering together of God's people to him. Matthew chapter 24, verse 31. And they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call. And they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. The blast of the trumpet announces the end of the age. The blast of the trumpet announces the day of judgment. The blast of the trumpet announces the coming of the Lord. The blast of the trumpet announces God's people being gathered to Him, that they might walk in the light of His glory, that they might dwell in the light of His face. This hope is yours. This hope is yours in Christ. For the blast of the trumpet is the voice of the Lord. The blast of the trumpet is the voice of Christ. We see this very clearly in the book of Revelation. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 10, John writes, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a voice like a trumpet." And when John sees the one whose voice was like a trumpet, whose eyes were like a flame of fire, whose face was like the sun shining in full strength, he falls at his feet as though dead. But what does this one say to John as John lay at his feet as though dead? He touches him with his right hand, and he says, "Fear not. I am the first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore." The blast of the trumpet is the voice of Christ. But as we see in John's response to that blast, we may say that it is right for man to fear the judgment of God. It is right for man to dread the blast of the trumpet of God. But you need not fear. You need not dread. For the one whom God has appointed to judge the world is the same one whom God has given to save you. The blast of the trumpet, it is the voice not only of your judge, it is also the voice of your Savior. To know the festal blast, to know the festal blast, is to know the voice of Christ. To know the festal blast is to know His voice. And if you know His voice, you need not fear the blast of the trumpet. you need not fear the day of judgment. Do you know his voice? Christ has gathered you here this day at the call of his voice. Are you gathered here because you have heard his voice? As Christ has gathered you this day at the call of his voice, so he will gather you at the end, at the blast of the trumpet. And as he says to you this day, grace and peace, so he will say to you on that day, fear not. Let us then celebrate the feast. Let us celebrate the feast by hearing his voice. Let us celebrate the feast by drawing near to the throne of grace with confidence. Truly, they are blessed who know the festal shout. Blessed are those who know the voice of Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Our Lord and our God, we confess that in the hardness of our hearts, we ignore the voice of your Son. But we thank you that by your grace, you give us a new heart, that we might hear his voice and follow where he leads. And so we ask that our hearts would be open to this word, that our hearts would be open to the voice of Christ as he speaks to us in his word. And how we do long to hear that voice on the last day. May it come quickly. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.